Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in this temporary life of ours, this temporary duration that we will be here in this world, to this extent, Allah ta'ala has rained down His mercies, His rewards, etc., onto the people of Iman, onto the people of belief, that when the people of Iman come to Jannah, paradise, then in no way at all should they be lost, should they lack any reward. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has decorated Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has made Jannah beautiful and nice. In Jannah, there are rewards that have been set aside. And this is for the people of Iman. These rewards are for the people of Iman. And in the same way, Allah Ta'ala has created such means in this world, such amal Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that we can attain those rewards in paradise. We can attain them. And if we are lost, and if we do not attain these rewards, and we stay in loss, then it's sad. It's very sad. In every field in this world, in every facet of this world, in every angle you can approach from this dunya's perspective, Allah Ta'ala says, amal, actions in this world that we carry out will take us towards paradise. Whether it's our muamalat, private affairs, environment, society, giving, taking, business, transactions, in home, internal affairs, traveling, sleeping, waking up, having a bath, sitting down. There's no facet, no corner of life, you can say, any second moment, duration of life, in this world through which we cannot earn paradise or earn the hereafter. So how sad if we depart from this world and we are in loss, or we don't earn, we don't get the rewards, we don't get what we should. Allah Ta'ala has put so much stacks of rewards for us. Stacks of rewards. Look at the sunnahs of the morning. Allah Ta'ala says, the reward is so great that Allah Ta'ala states in the hadith, it comes that more than this, there's nothing beloved to me except for the sunnah, the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says that, let's take Ishraq, yes? If you pray Ishraq, which is at sunrise time, you will get the total reward of Hajj and Umrah. If somebody prays the four rakah sunnah before the Zuhr Fard, Allah Ta'ala says, for those four sunnah before the Fard of Dhuhr, that will cool the hellfire of Jahannam. So people will depart from this world with these actions. They'll be free from Jahannam. But then we still commit sins, and then we take Jahannam on top of our head again. So every moment, on everything, Allah Ta'ala has given us opportunities. We don't think, we know we're getting so much reward. We don't even know, but Allah Ta'ala is giving it to us. The four sunnah before the fard of Asr. It is stated, as soon as you pray those four sunnah for Asr, a beautiful mansion, palace is constructed for that individual in Jannah. And faraid is fard anyway, and we have to pray them. But this is for the extra voluntary actions. If after Maghrib you get the tawfiq to pray Awwabin, 10, 12 rakat, 2 rakat, then alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has kept many years of ibadat, of worship, in the reward for Awwabin. Every moment is full of rewards. And if Allah gives tawfiq that you open your eyes for tahajjud and you depart from your bed for tahajjud, Allah Ta'ala says, then without accounting, you will go into paradise. Without accounting. So these are amal. Allah Ta'ala has given these to us. In the same way, in ma'ashara, in society, Allah Ta'ala has given reward for environmental affairs to assist a poor person. You will earn paradise. To look after an ill person, you'll earn paradise. To heal the broken heart of a person, hellfire will be made distant from you. If, for example, somebody is thirsty and you give him water or something to drink, you'll get paradise. If somebody is in difficulty, dire straits, and for the sake of Allah, you assist that person, Allah Ta'ala says, I will assist you when you come to me. I will assist you. Now tell me, is there any moment in life where Allah Ta'ala has kept us devoid of the rewards? And Allah Ta'ala, on top of this, has given us another action. For example, recitation, Surah Fatiha. Hazrat Ubay ibn Iqab radiyallahu anhu was an ashik, a lover of the Qur'an. He had heights in terms of status. He said, Surah Al-Fatiha is such a chapter of the Qur'an that there's no comparison, not in Zabur, in Jil, or any other previous kitab. There's nothing that can compare to Surah Al-Fatiha. Nothing has come before, will come after. This is the high, high status of Surah Al-Fatiha. And every child knows it by heart, and somebody while he's walking, traveling, whatever, recites it. Great reward. Small surah. Surah Ikhlas, for example. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Recite it three times, you get the reward of a full completion of Qur'an. Surah Yasin, Alhamdulillah, if you recite Surah Yasin, 10 Qur'an rewards. So these rewards are spread out in the world. Look at the Qur'an reward. You read one word of Qur'an, 10 rewards, 10 good deeds. So you see so many opportunities we have to earn good deeds, to earn amal. But sad, the sadness here is that we don't pay attention to this. And we don't look that in our life we are wasting our time, and how we're wasting our time in our life, and what sort of means these actions should be for our fruitful hereafter. We should make effort. We should consider that I'm standing in the shop behind the till and customers come, I want to earn money. In the same way, when it's morning, then do dua, the dua of the morning. Allah loves so much. Allah, make this day for me a day of earning good deeds so that I can earn so many good deeds for you. And do wudu before you go to sleep. Alhamdulillah, there's reward for that. Do dua when you wake up, reward for that. Do wudu, reward for that. Go to the toilet in the sunnah way, reward. So there's no door that is left unopened by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we need to control ourselves. We need to discipline ourselves. We need to say that I don't want to commit any action without reward. Changing clothes, reward. Remember the dua for changing, get the reward. If you do changing of clothes in the right way, reward. If you eat according to the sunnah, reward. Even the way to have the relationship and to approach the wife, there's the web, there's reward. So there's no action devoid of reward. Allah Ta'ala has made Jannah so beautiful and decorated it, all of the rewards. So He's given us the deeds to earn Jannah. Brothers, us 5-10 hours for days, we waste time talking, chatting, going here, left, right, sitting, try to kill off time, chit chat. We get a book in our hands, we read it, or maybe we'll read Quran sometimes, and it's just for tradition, custom. And salah, just broken procedure. Go towards these amal, my brothers. One thing we have got interest for, that let's earn dunya, make the palaces and mansions in the world, and make artifacts of the world. Let's gather and hoard wealth, which will not go with us. This will not go with us. So look at these amal. Hazrat, our mother, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, presented a unique hadith in front of us in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. And this is something to pay attention to. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq. Yes, Allah has given us deen. Allah has given us understanding. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha presented this hadith to us. The meaning of this hadith in Muslim and Bukhari, a small hadith. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates this hadith. So what a great, you could say, secret that has been unraveled, because whatever comes from Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha, this would have occurred between her and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How valuable will these words be? How important, high emphasis that she has communicated to us the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she radhiyallahu anha said that the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Aisha, that the best and beautiful deed, shall I tell you, the most beautiful amal, the best amal, that there's a list of all amal, and all the list I gave you previously, they're all beautiful, aren't they? Deeds, tahajjud, and reciting Quran, reading Quran, ishraq prayer, and some people do tasbihat and dhikr. This action in this hadith is greater than all this. Reciting kalimat, this action is greater than that. Allah Ta'ala has given us so many amal with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's blessings. We are sitting here in dhikr. We're remembering Allah. We've left our desires, and Allah Ta'ala has made us sit down here. Alhamdulillah. So the doors of Jannah open and Allah's rahmah comes. This is all there. This is all there. As Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates, we have to pay attention to this. This is very precious words. We have amal, we have deeds, we practice many things. They all have a taste and an enjoyment and rewards. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, within these deeds and worship, the best amal, the most beautiful deed that is beloved to Allah. Imagine this. Most beloved to Allah. That's why it's beautiful, isn't it? That deed, Allah Ta'ala loves it very much so, very much so. If that amal is beloved to Allah, if we implement the amal, then tell me what will be our status in Jannah and Paradise. Think yourselves. We all make intention to practice this. Make niyyah first, mashallah. Make niyyah, make intention. Then I'll communicate. You have solid niyyah? Okay, good. So what is the amal that is beloved to Allah? Beautiful, decorated, nice, in beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is explaining this to us? Allah's beloved, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who is delivering the message to us? The mother of the believers, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the words of three beloveds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us His beloved action, and it's delivered by via His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and via His beloved, Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radhiyallahu anha. So it doesn't matter if it's less in quantity, not high in quantity. There's no quantity for this action. There's no counting of this. Even if it's 3 minutes, even if it's 2 minutes. If you implement this action for 1 minute, is beneficial. It's so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this action, that don't even ask. What is the reward Allah ta'ala set aside for this? What is that action? As Aisha Sadiqa radhiyallahu anha said, that close to Allah, the most beautiful and beloved action is what? That which is done always steadfastly, consistently. Even if it's a little bit. Even if it's a little bit. Allah ta'ala has given you tawfiq to do an amal, reading Quran. Now, reading Quran, don't leave it then. Don't leave it. Set aside a time, and at that time, definitely read Quran. Even if it be so a little bit, even if it's one line you read, then the consistency and steadfastness definition will come in there, and it's much better than that Quran you read so much in high quantity sometimes, then you leave it, then you leave it, then you don't. But to read a verse every day would be so valuable that it will take you to the heights in paradise. And this is especially for the darvish, for the Sufi individuals. This is a very beneficial hadith. Always where we lose out and fail, or we go back in levels, is that we don't do deeds with istiqamat, with steadfastness. Will come, George, tell me more, give me more dhikr, give me more wazifas, lessons, and after practicing, implement it for a few days, we'll leave them, we'll get up for the hajj today, we'll pray awabin today, everything. And after a few days, you see, he starts leaving the action. He's doing wazaif, and finally he's doing these wazifa, and then he leaves the lessons and the dhikr. Allah Ta'ala does dislike such an action where a person starts doing an action, then he discards it after a while. What's the point? So select a selection of deeds, be it less in quantity, but be regular and steadfast. For example, you work, and according to your steadfastness, not that you're forcing the person, according to his steadfastness, he should make that wazifa. And in that time, he has to fulfill that wazifa, that lesson. You're a hafidh of Quran, you have to do the same. And if you are somebody who is teaching or educating, you have to do the same. Nawafil, voluntary actions. Not today you've prayed awabin, tomorrow shirak, then chash, then the mid-morning, then 2-3 days you disappear. Ramadan you pray all the time, then you disappear. Allah Ta'ala said, I don't like this. What I like, Allah Ta'ala says, just do a little bit. Do a little bit. And this is the thawab. Allahu Akbar. So, for example, a time comes, and there's a time, for example, awabin, everybody can pray, it's easy. But there's another easy time for people to pray, that when you go to lie down on the bed, you're not praying at that time, you're not driving the taxi, you're not working, you're not in employment. It's a free time, isn't it? When you go to sleep, you lie down on the bed, you go into your mattress, get ready to go to sleep. So some people, I tell you, I'll give you the examples, you'll be amazed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa, glory be to Allah, some people at that place have done such wazifas, such lessons and implementation, they've attained the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Solid. From one small example, I can tell you an event. That don't think it insignificant. Have istiqamat, steadfastness, because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the actions done with steadfastness, regularity and consistency. I'll give you an example. You are ill and you are not well or tired. I'll give you a small, you know, like small scale deed, like we do dhikr, mashallah, you are Sufis, friends of Allah, walis, and you do these wazaif. So, yaqeen, and most definitely the person who does dhikr, there are two murids. There will be one murid who will go forward who has istiqamah, the regularity, consistency. For example, if he says, okay, there's dhikr in the certain location, let's go there. And then he does that regularly. I will go to this masjid every day. What difference does it make? I pray in this mosque, I can go to that mosque. Then see how his color changes, how his form changes. An elder, a wali, passed away and he was crying. He was crying. And he stated that today, 60 years of effort, I'm seeing now the fruits. 60 years I recited the name of Allah. I never saw anything. I never saw no benefit, no feeling, emotion. But so many whispering of shaitan. I never left Allah's name. There were big tragedies, illness, problems, difficulties, tiredness, issues, problems. I never left Allah's name. I kept on reciting the amount I set aside every day. And today I'm departing from the world. My friends, listen, I swear by Allah that I am seeing the barakat, the blessings of this dhikr I did regularly. So this is what a person attains. This is not a little thing. We jump into the middle and do it for a couple of days, then we leave it. No. So when we go to sleep, then brothers, that we're all tired and we depart from these, but those who have understanding and wisdom and know that Jannah, paradise, there will be many things and we're going to live there forever. Here we've passed the time, we're becoming old, we're going to pass away, and okay, fair enough, if I didn't have a nice bed at home, if I didn't have a nice new car, or if my desires weren't fulfilled, doesn't matter, because we have to depart from here. We couldn't fulfill our deeds and our desires, but what will happen in thereafter? I have to live there forever. I have to live there forever. And if I go there and that house I get will be forever, so what promotion am I seeking there? So now if we make effort, we set our lives properly, then we'll take a lot of benefit with us. So these so-called small-scale deeds, we need to make them regular habit. We're sitting in the masjid after dhuhr, then after that, 10 times I'm going to do this action. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. For example, Allahu Akbar. If you make this a routine, it will be a mountain of deeds for you. Don't depart. Don't say 100 times. You don't need to do 100 times. Who's giving you this? I'm telling you the words of the elders. I'm not saying from my own self. This is the practical life of the walis of Allah. This is the age of technology, machines, counting, data. But make one habit. Dhuhr time, after dhuhr time, 10 times I'm going to do subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Is this an easy kalima to recite? Is this a small kalima? 10 times. Make it a routine. How long will it take? Some seconds. And see how you play with the rewards of this. Whether Hazrat Ali radiyallahu karamallahu wajh. Let's see his maqam. His status. Wali Allah. Sahabi. So great companion. Look at Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu. So he was given a talqeen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu anha a wazifa, a lesson, a recitation like a sheikh does. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do this, recite this regularly. And Hazrat Ali said, radiyallahu anhu, I had so much istiqamah that even in the struggle of Siffin, that for me was the difficult night for me. But Ali even that night did not reject this recitation, lesson, prescription from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. So when you get prescription, attach your life to that. For example, you're going to sleep. So what should you do? Okay, let me make a decision. I'm going to sleep. Regularly what I'll do, I'll lie down and 10 times I'll recite Durood Sharif. Aha! This 10 times Durood Sharif will become so beloved an action to Allah. I can tell you such events, such true events, that those who are regular in doing such actions, those women, sisters who are regular in doing this and never forgot this, doesn't matter what happened and whether obstacles came, issues came, and that action becomes so beloved that even if they forget to recite this, then Rasulullah came himself and said that you did not recite the rood upon me. Aha, I'll tell you an event of Madinatul Munawwara. Quickly, time is short, and this happened with me. I'm telling you a true story. It's a little event, small event, but I've heard this and I'm telling you something of it. I'm the witness of this. When I met a brother on the journey, we're in the plane together. Maybe I've told you this before. And he was a mashallah, beautiful, handsome brother. And he was a good brother, sincere brother. And I said, I've seen few people like you. And there's a little bit of time. So tell me, that have you seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many times you live in Medina and this is your life? So he started to smile. He said, how do you know? He was a person from Medina. He said, I can see you. I said, I can see you. I can tell that you've got istiqamah, the regularity. So most definitely, you, alhamdulillah, you live, you're a Madani, an inhabitant there. So maybe, so it was a good journey. I can pass my journey. Good, just tell me one event. Because mashallah, you'll have many examples. Then he smiled. He said, okay, let me tell you one example. He said, I used to study in Medina. I had my classes in the masjid. You know, in the masjid, you have the Arabic classes. He said, it was afternoon, my habit, that I had kept a habit regularly, that doesn't matter what occurs, after eating quickly, because we had to come quickly to study. So I would go and do Kailula. I would do the afternoon nap. Definitely, because Kailula, the afternoon nap, is the imitation of Rasulullah. So you know Kailula, after eating, a small nap, little portion of time in the afternoon, that's Kailula. It's a sunnah. Like we do in our home countries. Hey, what's Kailula? You have a cup of tea and you have toast in your hand, and that's Kailula for here, isn't it? But I'm talking about the people who do here, they also do it here, alhamdulillah. So I'm telling you the tariqah, the method, that if you get an opportunity in the shop and you get in tea times, what you do after having tea time, make niyyah, sit on the chair for 5 minutes, that will be your Kailula, sleeping in the afternoon. Everywhere you can follow the sunnah, close your eyes 3 minutes, that all my life I did this action. So when I'm running the shop, the business, quickly drink tea, lunchtime, have my toast, and then even if you're standing 2 minutes, wait and close your eyes, 2-3 minutes, 2 minutes, and in that you will fulfill your sleep and you get the sunnah of Kailula reward. So you made the niyyah for that action. So he said that, subhanallah, that I used to do Kailula afternoon nap, and he said I was very tired one day and in that situation, I went quickly, and it was the time for the afternoon nap, because it's obvious that it's the sunnah. I used to sleep according to the sunnah on my right side, put my hand on the right side and sleep, and that was my habit. He said, that day I was in a rush, and quickly, what did I do? That instead of the right side, I slept on the left side. He said, my eyes hadn't even closed, and I was just feeling dozing off, and I saw at the door, a beautiful individual had come into the room, and he put his finger towards me and said my name, that you have compromised my sunnah. This is not how I did Qailula and slept. He said, suddenly I got up and I said, Subhanallah, and he disappeared. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ziyarah he did. So this is istiqamah, the regularity. Not that, oh, okay, I'll do 1,000 times durood, then 5,000 times, next day I don't do nothing. No, recite durood. Bring it into your life. Whatever action you do, make it solid, regular, so that it doesn't stop. So this is Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala and has message to us, practice the deeds. How much should it be? Maybe even be a little bit, but do it regularly. Even if it's 3 times, I'm going to read Durood Sharif when I go to sleep and make it your habit. After this salah, I'm going to recite Durood Sharif. I'm going to do these actions. And you brothers, the wazaif that you've been given, the dhikr of Allah, that you've got dhikr of the heart, mashallah, you've learnt how sad. That make it a habit, just a little bit. Make it according to your capacity and time, situation. I'm talking about normal people. Not everybody should do this. That the brothers who've got higher quantity, you have to do the higher quantity. But, okay, after Asr, 5 minutes, do maraqabah. Sitting in here, wherever you're praying, do maraqabah. Recite dhikr in your heart, and inshallah, it will be written in your book of deeds. High grade reward. But we can't even do so much that 3 minutes or 2 minutes. 3 minutes with regularity. Wazifa, that action will take you to the heights. The effects of those rewards will take you to the heights. You'll take big, big effects with you into the hereafter, and you'll get success. And shaitan, what does he do with the salikin, with the travelers on the path to Allah? He makes people detached from istiqamah, regularity. Yes, there should be no cross on the sheet. No cross on the sheet. There should be a tick, yes. A tick. Like you've got the sheets, some people are filling, some people are not filling. You should have no empty book. Someone's coming in the morning, today I got late for Fajr, someone's not coming at Ishraq time, not doing dhikr. What kind of friendship is this with Allah? What kind of Sufi is this? That's it. You've made friendship connection, we're going to pray Ishraq. Doesn't matter what happens, whether Salah's 2 a.m, I'm going to reach there. 1:30, I'm going to reach there. And this is called reward. And this is called rewards. What's happening? You're sleeping, sometimes you're coming, sometimes you don't come, and sometimes you come regularly. No, this is not the way. Never should this happen. If you have istiqamah, if you hear the stories of istiqamah and regularity, you'll be amazed that the walis of Allah, how with istiqamah, they have pleased Allah. So my brothers, my request is that your ma'mulat, your situation and actions, be istiqamah on them, be sincere and regular, and you'll get the reward. And if you don't have regularity, then you will not bear the fruits. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.